USA Radio News.
Today, Turkey retaliated against the United States for sanctions placed against the country for not freeing U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson, who is facing terrorism charges and a prison sentence. Congressman David Kustoff of Tennessee says all this back and forth on tariffs is only going to hurt Turkey.
The leader there, Erdogan, is really, I think, crippled their country by the tariffs that they've put on the United States. I mean, banning the iPhone, that only hurts their citizens.
The search for 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts continues. Now, there's been a website set up, and tips are continuing to flow into that website. Tibbetts' dad joined Fox News earlier today.
You know, for anybody who might be involved in this, I would say you've made a mistake. You can end it now. We can all get on with our lives. And so do the right thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Russia is not too pleased with some of the news coming out of the Pentagon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Pentagon announcing it's going to station more Marines in Norway and move some closer to the border with Russia. The Norwegian Defense Ministry announcing that the U.S. Marine contingent in Norway will more than double before this year is over. Moscow immediately issuing a statement saying that the plans are clearly unfriendly. The Norwegian government insists the increased U.S. Marine presence is only for training purposes and should not be seen as a military escalation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach won the Republican nomination for governor, ousting the incumbent in the state's primary. President Trump did endorse Kobach, and Kobach was asked on Fox News how much that endorsement helped him.
I think it had a huge impact. There's no question, certainly on Election Day voting, we did very well.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Except for water and air, sand is a natural resource that we consume more than any other, more than oil, more than natural gas. Every concrete building, every paved road, every computer screen, and every silicon chip exists because of sand. Vince Beezer is author of a new book titled The World in a Grain, The Story of Sand and How It Transforms Civilization. He joined me earlier today and we talked about how we may be taking sand for granted.
Most people never even give it a second thought, and very few people realize how important it is. But sand is actually the natural resource that we consume the most of in the world after air and water. Without sand, we would not have modern cities.
And what are a few things that people use sand for that you may not even realize?
Sure. So we use sand for an incredible range of things. It's in, we use it in everything from toothpaste to cosmetics to the elastic that makes your socks snap into place. But the main things that we use it for, but the number one thing by far is concrete. Basically every building, every modern apartment block, office tower in the world is made out of concrete. And concrete is nothing but sand and gravel that's been stuck together with cement. So every building that you see is just thousands of tons of sand, essentially. So that's why I say, without sand, no modern civilization.
I think
and the craziest thing part about it is, we're starting to run out.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.